Here is the entire proposal in one sentence. The Los Angeles City Council, the highest paid city council in America. Base salary $245,255 a year. Just voted 12-0 to ask voters to let them show up for work one day a week instead of three. Not a raise, not new staff, a shorter work week for themselves. Put to a popular vote. One member walked off the floor rather than cast that vote. She called it, and I'm quoting her exactly, tone deaf. You're listening to Civic Intelligence. Today, the Los Angeles City Council trims its own job to one day a week, in the very same meeting where it quietly shelved every reform that would have trimmed its own power. June 30, 2026. The council votes 12-0 to place a charter amendment on the November 3rd ballot. Right now, the council's own published rules require regular meetings Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 in the morning, a three-day floor written into the city charter itself, which is exactly why changing it needs a public vote rather than a show of hands in the room. This amendment would cut that floor to a single day a week and leave the rest of the calendar to the council's own discretion. Two members were absent that day. A third, Councilmember Monica Rodriguez, a Democrat representing District 7, did something more pointed than voting no. She got up and left the chamber rather than dignify the item with a vote at all. Here's how she put it on the record. The idea that members of this council would ask the public to grant them less days of showing up for work for council meetings is tone deaf. The idea isn't new. It has a paper trail stretching back to a charter reform file opened in September 2023, then a June 2024 motion, adopted 15-0, from council members Katie Yaroslavsky and Tim McOsker, both Democrats. Councilmember Eunice Hernandez, a Democrat backed by the Democratic Socialists of America, had floated the one-day model even earlier, pointing to the LA County Board of Supervisors, which meets weekly while governing a much larger population. So the mechanics are simple enough. What makes this a story isn't the vote itself. It's everything else the council did, and didn't do, in that same session. We'll get to that. First, the paycheck attached to the job everyone's about to work less at. This isn't a scandal built on a secret. It's a formula written right into the charter. Section 218 ties councilmember pay to superior court judges' salaries, with the city controller earning 10% more than a councilmember, the city attorney 20% more, and the mayor 30% more. When judges get a raise, the whole chain moves automatically. No council vote, no hearing, no headline. The result today, straight from the controller's own public pay rate data, a base of $245,255, rising to $270,389 with premium pay. Put that next to other cities' own public salary records. New York City Council members, $148,500. Chicago aldermen, roughly $115,000 to $142,000, per the city's own open data portal. Houston, $62,983. Phoenix, $64,889. A member of Congress, $174,000. Los Angeles pays its council members nearly $100,000 more than New York's. And while New York spreads its city across 51 council seats and Chicago across 50, Los Angeles covers roughly 3.9 million residents with just 15. That's about 258,000 constituents per member, each one also commanding a multi-million dollar office budget and staff. City Controller Kenneth Mejia, a Democrat, made this exact comparison himself back in December of 2022 in a post that went viral because most Angelenos had no idea what their council actually cost. The dollar figures in that post are dated now. The judge-tied formula has pushed pay higher since. But the ranking hasn't moved an inch. No big city council in America out-earns this one. Now hold that salary figure in your head, because it's about to run into a session where almost nothing else survived. Here's the ledger. Los Angeles had spent 2 years building a full charter reform package, expanding the council from 15 seats to 25, ranked choice voting, an independent ethics overhaul, a measure extending voting rights to non-citizen residents, and new civilian oversight of the police department. By the time the June 30th session gaveled out, the expansion plan, ranked choice voting, and ethics reform had all been pushed to 2028. The non-citizen voting measure and the police oversight measure, both already approved for the ballot just 2 weeks earlier, got pulled at the last minute, officially, for more vetting. The vetting standard turns out to be selective. Every single measure that would have checked, diluted, or scrutinized the council's own power needed more time. The one measure that eased the council's own obligations needed none. Council President Marquise Harris Dawson, a Democrat, has noted that the city's last charter reform was in 1999, which makes the sole survivor of this generational reform push a schedule cut for the people who wrote it. This isn't happening in a city with nothing else going on. The 2026 homeless count, conducted at the start of the year, still hasn't been released roughly 6 months later, tangled in a data dispute with HUD that's now in front of a federal judge, with a hearing set for August 6th. The last finalized count, from 2025, found 72,308 homeless people countywide, 43,699 of them inside the city. 18 months after the Palisades fire killed 12 people and destroyed roughly 6,800 structures, recovery is still grinding forward. And the council's own homelessness committee, chaired by Nithya Raman, a Democratic Socialists of America-backed Democrat, now running against Mayor Karen Bass, also a Democrat, in a November runoff, canceled 4 of its 8 scheduled meetings after Raman launched that campaign, at one stretch going 5 straight weeks without convening at all. The money's no healthier than the streets. Controller Mejia sounded what he called a going broke alert in October 2024 after the city blew through its entire $87 million annual liability claims budget in just the first 3 months of the fiscal year, spending $97 million. The following spring brought a roughly $1 billion shortfall, and 1,647 proposed layoffs, averted only through last-minute labor deals. The budget for fiscal year 2026 through 2027 passed 12-1 on May 22nd, Councilmember Tracy Park, a Democrat, dissenting, and still had to close another gap in the hundreds of millions inside a roughly $15 billion plan. And one of the 12 votes for the lighter schedule belongs to Councilmember Curran Price, a Democrat, who, according to the Los Angeles County District Attorney, is awaiting trial on a 12-count felony public corruption case, more than $950,000 in alleged payments to his wife's firm, $33,800 allegedly embezzled. Price is presumed innocent unless and until convicted. He's noted here only because he remains a sitting, voting member of the body that just asked voters for an easier calendar. To be fair to the people who wrote this measure, Yaroslavsky and McOsker say it modernizes a schedule built before modern committee structures existed. That the real legislative work happens in committee anyway, which would keep meeting regardless, and that fewer full council days could mean better prepared agendas, not fewer actions. McOsker's spokeswoman put it on the record as a pledge. Longer council agendas, not fewer council actions. Hernandez points to the 5-member LA County Board of Supervisors, which governs nearly 10 million people while meeting weekly, as proof the model can work. The counterargument doesn't require doubting anyone's work ethic. Full council meetings are where California's Brown Act guarantees public comment, where every member's vote goes on the record, and where the cameras run. Cut the charter minimum from 3 days to 1, and the city loses up to 2/3 of its guaranteed public comment venues and recorded floor votes. A structural change that outlives every member currently making the argument for it. As the outlet CityWatch LA put it a week after the vote, public meetings are not an interruption of governing. They are governing. The nation's highest paid city council, $245,255 base pay, up to $270,389 with premium, roughly 258,000 constituents per member, voted 12-0 to ask voters for a one-day required work week in the same session where it pulled or shelved every other reform that would have checked its own power. The homeless count is unreleased. The Palisades are half rebuilt. The liability budget blew through in a single quarter. A sitting member awaits a felony corruption trial. And the one measure that sailed through untouched was the council's own calendar. On November 3rd, Los Angeles voters cast the only vote here that actually counts. Every figure in this episode, the salaries, the vote counts, the budget numbers, the court filings, is sourced on the page. Explore every source for yourself, check the primary documents, and see exactly what the council put on the ballot at civicintelligence.news. If this show is teaching you something, subscribe, and we'll keep bringing you the numbers the rest of the coverage skips.